Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1198. The 20th of July, 1937. I learned today that I am to go to Rabka. I was not to leave until August 5th, but I asked Mother Superior, Irene, to let me go at once. I have not seen Father Andras at all, and I asked her to let me leave as soon as possible. Mother Superior was a little surprised that I wanted to leave so soon, but I did not explain the reason for my wanting to do so. That will remain a secret forever. In these circumstances, I have made one resolution, which I am going to keep. July 29th. I am to leave for Rabka today. I went into the chapel and asked the Lord Jesus for a safe journey. But within my soul there was silence and darkness. I felt I was all alone, and I had no one to turn to. I asked Jesus to be with me. Then I felt a tiny ray of light in my soul as a sign that Jesus was with me. But after this grace, the darkness and shadows in my soul increased. Then I said, "Your will be done, for everything is possible to you." When I was on the train and gazed through the window at the beautiful countryside and the mountains, the torments of my soul grew even greater. As the sisters welcomed me and began to surround me with their warmth, my sufferings redoubled. I would have liked to hide and rest for a while in solitude, in a word, to be alone. At such moments, no creature is capable of giving me comfort, and even if I had wanted to say something about myself, I would have experienced new anguish. Therefore, I have kept silent at such moments and submitted myself, in silence, to the will of God. And that has given me relief. I demand nothing from creatures and communicate with them only in so far as is necessary. I will not take them into my confidence unless this is for the greater glory of God. My communing is with the angels. I feel so unwell here, however, that I am obliged to stay in bed. I feel strange sharp pains all through my chest. I cannot even move my hand. One night I had to lie quite motionless, as it seemed to me that if I budged, everything in my lungs would tear. The night was endless. I united myself to Jesus crucified, and I implored the Heavenly Father on behalf of sinners. It is said that maladies of the lungs do not cause such sharp pains, but I suffer these sharp pains constantly. My health has deteriorated so much here that I must remain in bed, and Sister N, probably Sister Helen, says I will not improve because the climate of Rabka is not good for every sick person. I could not even go to Holy Mass or receive Holy Communion today, but amidst the sufferings of body and soul, I kept on repeating, "May the Lord's will be done. I know that your bounty is without limit." Then I heard an angel who sang out my whole life history and everything it comprised. I was surprised, but also strengthened. Saint Joseph urged me to have a constant devotion to him. He himself told me to recite three prayers, the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, and the Memorare, once every day. He looked at me with great kindness and gave me to know how much he is supporting this work of mercy. He has promised me this special help and protection. I recite the requested prayers every day and feel his special protection. August 1st, 1937, one-day retreat, a retreat of suffering. O Jesus, in these days of suffering, I am not capable of any kind of prayer. The oppression of my body and soul has increased. O my Jesus, you do see that your child is on the decline. I am not forcing myself further, but simply submitting my will to the will of Jesus. O Jesus, you are always Jesus to me. St. Faustina was transferred to another religious house in the mountains where her congregation had a small vacation house for the sisters and for the girls. She was due to be transferred 2 weeks after she learned about it. Even though she hadn't had a chance to speak with Father Andras recently, she asked to be transferred as soon as possible. It is not clear why. Faustina had a reason which, she says, will remain a secret forever. She was transferred 9 days later, so about a week before the planned move. When visiting the chapel, Jesus gave her a tiny indication that he was with her, but not much consolation. Faustina surrendered to God's will. She was experiencing interior torments during the move. Her health was so poor, she had to remain in bed when she arrived in the new house. She wrote of experiencing sharp pains in her chest, which was unusual for someone experiencing the lung problems that she had. She suffered a great deal, especially during the night. She united her sufferings with those of Jesus on the cross. Faustina wasn't able to attend Mass, but an angel and then Saint Joseph were sent to comfort her. She prayed to Saint Joseph and felt his protection. The house had a one-day monthly retreat, which became a retreat of suffering for St. Faustina. She wasn't able to pray. She simply surrendered her will to the will of Jesus. He is her Savior at every moment and in all circumstances.